Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she really has discernment to see what's of your spirit and what's not. Ask all these prayers, you Father, and your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. And understanding that once you do, are going to be persecuted, okay? And you can understand persecution from Bible prophecy more perfectly, because a lot of it just plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life, okay? Talking about the fourth statue, the fourth part of the statue, which is iron, in the Nebuchadnezzar statue, and how it relates to communism, okay? And going through the Communist Manifesto, I just want to read what we talked about in the previous podcast. Again, it says, the immediate aim of the communists is the same as that of all proletarian parties, formation of the proletariat class into a class, overthrow of the bourgeois supremacy, conquest of political power by the proletariat. You want to really have discernment, because this sort of thing is already happening. It's just that the proletariat class is not necessarily considered the working class anymore, and the bourgeois is like just sort of the class that has, it's just the sort of class, the ruling powers to be. It's targeted a lot of white males, okay? You'll see this a lot of rebellion against this sort of status quo and things like that. And what you want to be really guardian to remember too, Jesus is a white male, okay? There's all these people who hate white men. You hear it a lot, you know, you hear it a lot with women saying it, and then people of color saying it. Jesus is a white male, and he's going to come, he's going to rule the whole world. So you really need to get away from things like race and look past that, you know. And stay focused on what's really going on underneath the surface. Is this just pure rebellion? Okay. Because when you start to see the masses congregate and start to rebel, okay, against the authorities that God has placed in power, whether they be white males or whatever it is, okay, that's irrelevant. You need to look past the flesh into the spirit. Is this an establishment ordained by God? Okay, that's a system of authority. That's a good thing, okay? Because you can see it in children's books these days. You can see it. It's all over just the media. It's everywhere. Just this attitude, like, we need to just get rid of the system of authority that's ahead of, that's in charge, okay? And if anybody is asserting themselves and staying in a position of authority and knows their authority, okay, and is unapologetic about it, well, then they are a dictator. They are a, you know, there's some sort of evil person, you know, and this and that. And that's not biblical, okay? The Bible is based upon authority, okay? God gives authority to certain people, no matter what race or what color or what gender they are, okay? If they happen to be a white male, then they're a white male. It doesn't really matter, okay? It's just whoever God puts in place in a system of authority, that's God's will, okay? And as Christians, we need to submit on to that, okay? And not be a part of this, okay? Because this system of rebellion, okay, it's not necessarily the proletariat class anymore, which is a term that was used back then, but it's like just a rebellion, okay, against the systems of authority, okay? And you want to be aware of that, okay, that it's the same sort of spirit that resonates within the fourth part of this statue, okay, which teaches rebellion, okay? Because it's all about rebellion, overthrowing the systems of authority. And that's not a good thing. You don't want that. Okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there. As Christians, authority is good. You need to know that. Okay. And stay away from stuff like this. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the spirit, glorifying your Son, and humbling herself, knowing she needs to read a KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read it again, and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.